And moving on to our second and final game recap of week one, we have in the sophomore division, APH2 against Josmai. So, quickly looking at both of these teams, wow, what a quarterback battle. Marcus D'Alessandro has been in FPF Junior for a number of years now, and he's frankly a great passer. I was surprised that he only went 10 for 30 for 33% and one touchdown through two interceptions because he's a lot better than that. He throws a really nice ball. He reads the field. He's mobile. I think it was probably the rain that I was getting to him in week one and probably some rust. It's probably been over a year since he's thrown a football in a competitive game, if not more. But I know that as he shakes off the rust throughout the rest of the season, he's going to transform into one of, if not the best, passer in the division. So even though they only scored 6 points this game, well, we all know that this offense is going to turn around very soon. Because if you look at the weapons they have on the receiving side of the ball, Joseph Jonathan Bazov, extremely quick receiver, had two catches of 40 yards and a touchdown, so averaging 20 yards a catch, you can tell just how explosive he is from those stats. And then jumping at the scene this year as well, I also saw Adam Pearson, three catches on five targets for 24 yards, is a great game. And frankly, Rosmai, which is the old Gladiators team, is a very, very good team. Noah Somitahan has been throwing for just as long as Marcus D'Alessandro in FPF. He's one of the most athletic players in this division. He's a dual threat quarterback, the very definition of the term. He can run the ball, he can throw the ball. He's also great on defense, so he's probably one of the players I'll be looking out for as an early favorite for league MVP. And in this game, he completed over 50% of his passes, passed for over 100 yards, and completed two touchdowns. Those are some really good benchmarks you want to see quarterbacks hit in FPF Junior, and it tells you they've had a great game. But probably the most impressive part about the Josmai team is the experience they have. They've played together for years, they understand each other's system. And if you just look at that, going down the stat line, you have Emile Kilbride, who's been with this team for, I think, 3 years now, two catches, 45 yards. Justin Swinmidaham, three catches, 40 yards. Lucas Swinmidaham, the redoubtable Swinmidaham trio combines for six catches and 70 yards. And these three have been together now for years and years in FPS, and they just click together. And that sort of chemistry is something which other teams just don't have. As the season goes on, sure, other teams will catch up, but for the moment, they have such a leg up because they've already played together for so long. And now the fact that they held Marcus D'Alessandro to only, one touchdown is a remarkable feat. And that effort on defense really starts with Lucas Asiri, who is an absolute threat, across the field. Two tackles, an interception, a pass defended, and on top of that, that interception, he ran it back for a touchdown, which is really phenomenal showing on the board. Then Justin Swinmidaham as well, very similar stats. One tackle and a pick six. The fact that their defense on top of their offense is able to produce points is probably one of the biggest testaments to the cohesion of this team. I didn't see this game, but I'd imagine they're running a few more zone schemes than most teams out there just because they have that experience that they're gelled together. So if a quarterback is used to seeing a whole bunch of men, then suddenly he goes against zones, all your reads are different. You're not throwing the ball to the same spots. There's a much higher likelihood of turnovers. And I'm willing to bet that the reason they're able to get two pick sixes against a quarterback as good as Marcus D'Alessandro is because they're running a few more of those zone schemes and confusing him a bit more. So really, I'm looking at this Josmai team as one of the early favorites in the sophomore division. Just with the experience they have and the sheer talent of their athletes, they're going to be very hard to beat. I'm sure other teams will come up and start challenging them, but they'll need to gain that experience that Josmai have if they hope to compete with them, because really, this is a very good team.